This is KCUR 89.3. As the Kansas City Ballet prepares for its 60th or Diamond Anniversary Dance Festival next week, one of the pieces they're rehearsing is George Balanchine's Diamonds. Dancer Alyssa Hotchkiss recently spoke with Kansas Public Radio's Michael Keelan about learning a great choreographer's moves and a great composer's music.
Tchaikovsky, the composer of the music for Diamonds, was the author of three of the most famous ballets of all time, Sleeping Beauty and Swan Lake and The Nutcracker. Does it feel any different dancing to this music of his that was designed to be something else? Because this was a symphony, originally didn't have dancing with it. Does it feel any different, or are you essentially creating the same movements?
I don't think it feels much different. Tchaikovsky music as a whole is just so moving and so amazing to dance to. It kind of makes you do the movement, and the movement kind of creates the music as you... They really feed off of each other. There's still that movement quality and energy of doing any of those other ballets.
George Balanchine, the great choreographer, designed a ballet around the concept of diamonds. What is the style of Balanchine's choreography for somebody who doesn't know the technical terms? They go to see a ballet of his and they watch the dancers on stage. What types of movements are they likely to see?
Balanchine has a whole array of movements. So you'll see some very classical, normal ballet steps that you may be used to seeing if you're going to a ballet, but then there's some more edgy steps, a little bit more sharper lines sometimes, but then you have the softer lines. You get a little bit of everything, and a little bit of, he kind of brought ballet into a new realm of sorts. It wasn't a specific position. You can live beyond the position in your movement. So I feel like you feel a lot of breath and a lot of movement, and see the stage moving as a whole in this ballet specifically, because there's so many of us on stage moving as one.
What's the first way you become acquainted with the music for a ballet?
I've heard the music before. I've actually gotten to see this ballet before. It was one of the few professional performances I saw before joining a professional company. So my first time listening to it was actually in the audience, which was amazing. A lot of us, if we know, we've seen a lot of these ballets before, or in this instance, some of us will look it up and try to listen to the music beforehand, or we just hear it when we're learning it with the music. Judith Fugate is setting the ballet on us. She is from the Balanchine Trust. So she set many of his ballets. She danced with New York City for a very long time, was a principal dancer there. So she knows exactly, she's done this ballet many times and knows all the musicality and everyone's parts. So she helps set everything to the music for us.
So this is someone who worked with Balanchine herself.
Yes.
And he's a legendary figure. Is his choreography written down? Is there a way to notate choreography?
I think some of them have a bunch of notes, and some of them know some of the stuff off their head. I don't know if there's a specific, like, one copy. I think each person that sets it might have their own copy of notes and how they like to set things.
But you don't have a big cardboard box in your closet full of written-out choreography for 20 different...
No.
Okay.
She kind of just teaches us, and we learn it right from her, and then sometimes if you have a hard time learning the choreography, you might go and write it in a notebook so you can go over it, but... She was very thorough and very kind, and set this ballet very well on all of us. So it was an easy time picking it up from her.
And when dancers are learning their choreography, are there dancers with some musical training who think of the more technical aspects of it? Like, oh, the music just went into A major. That means I have to do this. Versus other dancers who just count it out, like more by rote. Or does everybody do essentially the same thing?
I feel like some of us hear it very different. There may be people that have the more musical inclination or talents or have been trained so they can hear a little bit more of that. And some of us just feel the music, some of us are just very, we feel it very musically, so the music will change and we know how to change our movement, but it's not that we know that it's an A minor or anything like that. It's just the movement of the music kind of pushes us to move differently. And then some of us do like to count it. So it's kind of a different experience. You just have to make sure you're with everyone.
That was Alyssa Hotchkiss of the Kansas City Ballet speaking with Kansas Public Radio's Michael Keelan. The ballet's 60th anniversary dance festival opens next weekend.